Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we're here to help you to get motivated and to get you excited about the seasons, times to pick apples, and all kinds of festivals going on all over the country for the fall season. And in Maine, we have a festival that's going on right now with giant pumpkins and gourds and different things. We want to tell you a little bit about it. So Gus is joining us this morning. Hey, Gus, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
This is Buzz Pinkham.
Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
Good.
Could you tell us about the pumpkin festival that you have going on and where it is and the times and the events?
Well, this is takes place up in Damariscotta, Maine, and it's not just any old pumpkin festival. It's a giant pumpkin festival. It starts actually back in May. We gave out over 600 giant pumpkin seedlings to the community at large, and they've raised their pumpkins through the summer, and now they bring them back. Bring them back home, and we're having a way off. Yesterday, we had what we call our volunteer growers way off, and those are the most of those folks got their start with one of the 600 seedlings, and we had probably 40 or 50 pumpkins come home, and today we're having a GPC sanctioned pumpkin way off. That's a giant pumpkin commonwealth. And I don't know if you call them professional growers, but the more serious growers will be bringing in their big gourds today. We've already had one fellow that left at 4:30 this morning to get here, and he brought in a entry that's, I would say it's probably going to be close to 1,200 pounds.
Wow.
And we'll see some bigger ones show up here shortly.
So now, where and when should people go? And, you know, tell us about the event and what's going to happen today besides weighing the pumpkins and, you know, what time and things like that.
Well, the most of the festivities will take place next weekend. The limiting factor for a giant pumpkin festival is giant pumpkins. You just can't go down to the farmer's market and order up a bunch of them.
Right.
So
we
have these way-offs to get the pumpkins, and once we have the pumpkins, then next week we can play with the pumpkins. And we'll do, we'll have pumpkin boat regatta, where we take these large pumpkins and we'll make boats out of them. We have a paddle division and we have a motorized division. We have a pumpkin squash competition. We get a 200-foot crane, and last year was a 1,000-pound pumpkin, and we recycled some cars with that, dropping them from 200 feet, and 1,000 pounds is a lot of physics there, and it helped compact those cars for recycling.
I guess it would, a 1,000-pound pumpkin hitting a car.
So we have some pumpkin chunking. We have a team that comes up from Pennsylvania, Big 10-inch, and they They hold the world's record for shooting a pumpkin over a mile. We have a pumpkin derby. If you think like in Cub Scouts, you got a block of pine to make a little race car out of and launch it down a track. Well, we do the same thing with like a 15-pound pumpkin. And they put the wheels on them and decorate them, and down the ramp and into the street they go. And we have pumpkin dessert contest and pumpkin pie eating, and I have the pumpkin parade. So there's a lot of pumpkin stuff going on.
I guess. Now, is there a website or a phone number that people can call to get times for the events?
Yes, they can go to DamriscottaPumpkinFest.com. And we may have a little trouble with Damriscotta, but that has all the events and schedules on there.
Okay, so now for today, it's the Way Off only, or are there other events going on today?
Today we're just doing the Way Off, and I'll hopefully have 40 or 50 entrants come in with giant pumpkins, and it's something magical about pumpkins. It's almost fairy tale, and you see the young folks come in, the children come in, and they see these big pumpkins. They just can't believe it. And but it's a good family time.
Okay, but next week is going to be the weekend where everything is going to be happening, all the different events.
Yes. Pumpkins kind of take over the town. We have shuttle service to get folks into the town, so parking isn't really a problem. And there's all the local businesses, especially the restaurants, they have special pumpkin food, and I have street performers. It's just I guess the main attraction would be these pumpkins we take downtown, and we distribute them throughout the town. Probably be 60 or 70 of these giants, and then the local artists will have their way with them and turn them into some unique creations, and those are on display all throughout the town. So that's and that will be ongoing through the whole weekend, and actually they'll be out on the streets for a little while after the festival.
That's wonderful. So it's a great family event. Is there a charge for the event?
No, that's the best part. Just about everything is just a free show up and bring your family and enjoy it. I should mention that the Pumpkin Regatta, which most people are interested in, is going to take place this year on Monday, the 14th, Columbus Day. Just because of the tides, we'll have to go pretty early in the morning. So it'll be a 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. event to whenever we run out of tide or run out of pumpkins or they all sink. It'll be a great time.
So basically what you're going to do next Monday is you're going to cut a hole in the top of the big giant pumpkins, clean them out, then somebody will sit inside the pumpkin and they will row to race, or they'll use a battery-powered mower in a different division and race the pumpkins in the ocean of Damascotta.
Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? These aren't electric motors. These are gas motors. And there's the horsepower is, I think, up to, 3 to 5 horses. Pretty good for a pumpkin, but we've had some with 10 and 15 horse motors on them. So
it will be a fun time for the whole family watching the pumpkins racing through the Damascotta Harbor, plus all of the other events that you have coming.
Yep. celebrating extreme gardening, I guess you might say.
Exactly. And the website again is DamascotterPumpkinFestival.com.
DamascotterPumpkinFest.com.
PumpkinFest.com.
Yes.
Okay, and how are you spelling Damascotter?
DamascotterPumpkinFestival.
DamascotterPumpkinFestival.
I knew my main accent would get in the way. DamascotterPumpkinFestival.
Perfect. Okay. So we want to encourage all of you that are listening to check out the website, get a listing of the various events going on for next weekend. And if you're in the Damascotter area, then you can go to the Pumpkin Way Off today.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you. And we hope that you have a great success with the event.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonaid Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health. health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sunday, and we want to help you with your garden. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rita from New Hampshire with a question about bulbs.
Rita, welcome. How can we help you with your bulbs today?
I'm glad to talk to you this morning, Paul. I actually have two questions, and I know you can answer both of them for me. The first one is about summer bulbs. I planted caladium and elephant ears. I want to know if there's something I can do to keep those bulbs so I can replant them next year.
Okay. Both of those are not going to be winter hardy if you leave them outside. So right now, enjoy them. Because they've got beautiful foliage on your caladiums, and your elephant ears will continue to get larger and larger until we've had a killing frost. Once we've had a killing frost and the leaves all turn yellow and then eventually brown, then remove all of the foliage, dig up the bulb, and you're going to see there's still going to be a good root system. Let it sit in your garage or tool shed or basement without any compost or anything on top of them, and that will give them a chance to dry out and go into dormancy. Once you see that the leaves are gone, what I would do now is to label your caladiums, unless they're all the same color, because some would be red, some would be pink, some would have spots. So just take a string tag with a magic marker or a number two pencil and write down the color of it. And that way when the frost kills the leaves on the caladiums, you dig them up, pull all the leaves out, and then I like to store both the elephant ears and the caladiums in peat moss. Or you could use compost, or you could even use pine bark mulch. And they like to be kept cold during the winter, not freezing. So in your basement, and what I do with all of my summer flowering bulbs, I put them on the floor because you get cold from the concrete floor. If you've got a crawl space, then you can put them in the crawl space, and they'll do very, very well there. So you just, as You don't want the bulbs touching. That way, if one should rot, it won't spread the rot from one to the next to the next, and then you'd lose everything. So wait till the frost kills them back. Remove the leaves. Dig them out. Let them sit in the open air for a week or 10 days so that the bulb itself has a chance to really dry properly. And then store them in a crawl space or in your basement where it will not freeze. If you've got a partially heated garage, then you can put it in there. But a regular garage with no insulation and no heat, the bulbs will freeze and they won't come back next year. Okay?
Yes, and I have another question, Paul. This has to do with identification. I believe these are from an oak tree. They're white, pussy willow texture, pea-sized little balls that have fallen from the tree. When I scratch away that fuzzy stuff, it looks like a tiny seed pod. But what is it?
It's coming off of your oak?
I believe it's the oak. There are, you know, a number of different varieties, but I believe it's from the oak.
Okay. Is it on the leaf, or was it on the stem?
The wind just blew them. They're all over the ground.
They're
not that woolly stuff. It's an actual seed pod.
Okay. But it's not the acorn.
I don't know. Is an acorn pod that tiny? The size of a green pea.
It's the size of a green pea. Well, I mean, if it was an oak, you would have an acorn. So if it's in a mixture of other trees, then it's possible that it is a seed pod from another variety of trees. Now, what you can do is this. If you can figure out what tree that it fell from, and it's something that you like.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When the date comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. Hopefully you're enjoying the fall weather, enjoying the fall, the foliage, apple picking, fresh squeezed cider. Oh, there's nothing better than the taste of that. We were talking with Reader about seeds that are coming down. Wasn't quite sure where the seeds were coming from, but Reader, if you can figure out where the trees, where the seed pods are coming down, what I want you to do is to take a couple of them, crack them open, and see if it's a pod with seeds in them. If it's all one seed, then that would be a lot easier. So, this is what you're going to do. The seed has to go through a normal winter to germinate. So, what you would do is to take these seed pods, put them in a container with soil in it. So, if you have any old plastic pot, something that's 6 to 10 inches in diameter, what I would do is, in a 6-inch pot, put 5 of these pods in them, about an inch deep. If it's an 8-inch pot, then I would put 8 or 10 in the soil, put them outside, up against your garage or up against the house where they will get rain and they'll get snow and the ground will freeze. because the seeds themselves will not germinate unless they freeze during the winter months. So put them in a pot with just soil from your garden. Cover the seed with twice as much soil as the seed is thick. So if it's a pea, you're probably talking about a quarter of an inch in height. So you need to cover it with about a half an inch of soil. And space them evenly. Give them a good drink of water. And then put them someplace where they'll get the rain and the snow and they'll freeze and they'll thaw. You know, someplace just like nature would create. And then in the spring, when the weather gets nice, put it in a nice sunny location. The seeds should germinate, and you'll have some brand new trees that will start from it. And I would leave them in that container for a year to really get established. And then next spring, you could transplant them into individual pots or plant them directly in a garden or in a wooded atmosphere where you want them to grow to become a real big tree. But the secret, if you have chestnuts or walnuts or pecans or any kind of a nut, acorns, and you want them to turn into a tree, they need to go through the normal winter weather where you live. And by putting them in a pot, then you can take care of them a lot easier. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about soil.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. What are your questions with your soil this morning?
Well, I had a problem with the weather, like similar to what you had with the apple trees, with my tomatoes and pumpkins turning, having a problem with mold. And
yes.
I was using a copper fungicide, and everything was fine till all that rain came. Now, this year, I'm going to put a cover crop on, and I'm going to burn the soil with some straw that I have, and then I'm wondering what can I put into the soil as a preventative measure to maybe get rid of some of that mold that might be in there in the soil.
Some of that fungus that caused the problem. Okay, the first thing you want to do is to rake the garden clean.
Mm-hmm.
Get all of the plant debris out of your garden, because there's a good chance that the plant debris is going to recreate the same situation next year as we had this year.
Yeah.
So a good cleaning would be number one. Number two, if you want to burn the garden to try and pick up anything that you might have missed, a good garden straw will take care of that. And that will take care of your spores. And then in the spring, what you want to do is use something that's new to the industry but will take care of mold. There's a company based in Boston, and they have a product called Shoe Mold. And it is organic. And what you would do is, once your plants get established, but before the hot, humid, muggy days, it's humidity that creates mold on pumpkins and cucumbers and squashes, use this Shoe Mold. Spray it directly in the foliage. You repeat every couple of weeks, and that will keep the foliage nice and clean. Because what happens is, if the leaf turns white with the mold, it blocks the sunlight. And the leaf is the factory that makes the energy to make the plant grow.
Mm-hmm.
So if the factory can't get any light, then the plant's not going to grow as well and won't be as productive. So by cleaning, by a little bit of burning to get rid of any spores that would be there, and then, you know, planting your plants with compost. And I'll tell you, this soil moist with the mycorrhizae is a wonderful product, especially with vine crops, because it gives them additional moisture. And this year, we had a terrible season with cucumbers. They were all misshapen. Some looked like golf balls. Some had like a little nipple on the end of them. And it was just due to the weather, where we had a lot of rain and then we had a lot of heat. And the bees couldn't do their job properly, and pollination became a real problem. So
yeah,
clean the garden, burn it up with leaves, pine needles, straw, and then...
Then just plant my cover crop and don't spray anything on it until spring?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get another question.
So if you clean the garden first, burn it,
yep,
and then plant your winter rye, scratch it in. And you know, because you want to cover the winter rye. You just don't sprinkle it on the surface. And what I've done that works real, real good, Mike, is I'll take a steel grading rake, and I will run it from one end of the garden to the other, creating like a little trench.
Yeah, for your seed to go in.
And then sprinkle the cover crop. Take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down, and go the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the rake will cover the seed. So if you're making your lines with the steel rake,
yeah,
north to south, then you're going to take the bamboo rake, turn it upside down, and you're going to go from east to west, and just kind of lightly comb it. That will cover the seed. You water it. And I'll tell you, within 2 weeks, the winter rye will be up and growing.
Yeah, I have a nice big roller, too, so I'll roll it. I got a question about garlic cover. Now, what
yes.
do you mulch your garlic with?
I just used, the first year, I had a lot of pine needles.
Yeah.
So I put pine needles on it. The second year, I had bought some straw that I used for scarecrows. And after Halloween, I took the straw out of the scarecrows, put it between the rows, and covered the shoots that are coming up about 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
And that way, it kept the ground a little warmer for probably another couple of weeks. It kept the weeds out. If you use hay, hay is from a farmer's field. And every weed that farmer had in his field will be in your garden.
Yeah, I made that
mistake
already.
So either use straw or pine needles and 2 inches thick.
Have you ever used salt marsh hay?
Yeah.
Now, salt marsh hay, that doesn't seed, does it?
Salt marsh hay is totally sterilized, because what happens is, in the marsh, if a weed seed blows in, and you get a full moon high tide, and the marsh floods with the salt water kills all the weed seeds. So it's totally sterile, and you can use that. And then at the end of the year, rototill the salt marsh hay right into the ground, and it will act just like putting peat moss and help to build up the organic matter level in the soil.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Super.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. We appreciate the phone call.
Yes, sir.
Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and let's work together so that you can enjoy the fall season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Maine with a question about pickles.
Hey, Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thanks, Paul. I listen almost every Sunday. It's wonderful. This is a question about your wonderful Art Minis pickles, which I make every year. You say you can store them in the refrigerator for up to 3 weeks, I think. Is there any way? I'd like to make them ahead and give them as Christmas gifts. They're such a favorite with my family. Is there any way I could make them now and hold them over longer? Could I process them?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to do that?
Yeah, what you do is if you go to my website
right.
and you click on recipes, The recipe for these bread and butter pickles are, oh my God, they are so good.
But
what you do is it takes two batches to fill a 1-quart canning jar, a ball jar.
Right. Yes.
So you put them in the ball canning jar. When it's full, you screw the cover on. You let them cool, and they'll keep until the following spring.
Really?
Because when I make them
on your website, says in store in the refrigerator up to 3 weeks, but that's for the smaller amount, I think. But
right, and that's if you don't put it in an airtight jar.
I see. Okay.
So when you put them in the jar. The jar should be hot, and I'll tell you what I do. I take when I make my pickles, I'll make like 3 dozen jars.
Right.
And I'll put all of my jars in the dishwasher. I'll wash them up, and I'll take the lids, and I'll put them in a bowl of hot water, almost boiling, so that the lids are sterile and they're hot.
Okay.
Then I take a jar out of the dishwasher. It's still hot. I fill them with a double batch recipe from the website.
Right.
Take the lids from the bowl that has real hot water in it and screw it on. And within probably 15, 20 minutes, you'll see that the jar will create a suction, and you'll hear a little popping sound. And that will tell you that the jar is now airtight. Once it's airtight...
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It is Sunday, and we are in the fall season. Hopefully you're able to enjoy the fall color and the fall crops, apples, cider, pumpkins, all of the gourds. So take advantage of it and enjoy the fall season. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Norman from Mass with a question about hemlock.
Norman, how can we help you with your hemlock today? Tell me what's happening.
Thank you for taking my call, Paul. I have a hemlock. It's about 15 years old, about 15 feet high and about 10 feet in diameter. And suddenly, in the last 3 weeks, it's turning yellow and brown. I never had that trouble before, and I didn't know if it would be an aging process or I examined the trunk, and it seems nothing out of the ordinary. And I tested the little twigs where you have the needles, and they're very pliable. They don't snap off from dryness. It's just
Underside of the branches, near the tips of the branches.
Mm-hmm.
There is an insect that's active, and it's from Maine all the way down to the Carolinas and beyond. And west, called a woolly adelgid. And it would look like a piece of cotton, and it would be on the underside of your needles near the tips of the branches, so on the new growth that was made this year. Have you noticed that at all?
I haven't. No, I've examined it. It's just that they're turning yellow, and I haven't noticed any of that woolly nature.
Okay. Now, is it the new needles and the old, or just the older needles?
It's both.
It's both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Past falls, this never happened, and I didn't know if it was an aging process. So, but yeah, it's only about 12 years old.
Okay. One other thing I'd like to have you try. So we've ruled out woolly adelgid.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take a sheet of white paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to put it underneath one of the branches that's got a yellowing effect. And I want you to tap that branch to see if anything falls on the sheet of white paper. There is an insect called spider mite. And it would be the size of taking a ballpoint pen, tapping the white paper. So put the white paper under it, hold it with one hand, take your other hand and tap the top of the branch to see if you can shake any of these little mites out. And if you see these little black spots and they're moving, then you've got red spider or spider mite. And the way to control it is with an oil spray. So you go down to your local nursery and you ask them for an all-season oil or the Summit all-season oil. So either Boneyed or Summit. And you would spray the whole tree with it. I would wait a week or 10 days and I would do it again. The oil will smother and suffocate all of the insects. It's a nice organic way of controlling this problem. And then the other thing that you need to do is to get a shrub and tree fertilizer like a holly toad or Dr. Earth Evergreen fertilizer with probiotics.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Well, we thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a great weekend, and good luck with the project.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, the other thing that we need to start to thinking about now is hopefully you've brought in all of your house plants. Get them in the house before the heat turns down, so that they can acclimate themselves from the change from outdoors to inside and before the heat comes on. The more sun, the better. Okay? Once you bring them in, give them a good shot of fertilizer, and you should be in good shape. But please get them in before you turn on the heat, because it's a dramatic change from outside to in.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multi.